Welcome to New Every Day. It's a brand new season, brand new start, brand new hosts. And I think it's fitting that that be our topic for the day.
Boy, it's really new, isn't it?
Absolutely.
In so many ways. Today, we're going to dive into some scripture, and we're going to explore this idea of hitting the restart button in our lives. Yeah, all of us have been there. We're like, how did we get there? But the good news is we don't need to stay there.
That's right.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
It's the kickoff of season four, can you believe it? Of New Every Day. And we are just very happy to be here with you.
And a huge, huge heartfelt thanks to Carrie and Jen for getting this show started, taking the last 3 years to pour their heart and soul into this ministry, to get it up and running. They've done a phenomenal job, and now the torch has been passed on. They felt that God has called them on to new things. Their time is done. And so here we are, season four, with a fresh start, fresh new vision, an opportunity to get things started in a new direction. It's still the same great show, but with every host comes a different feel, and we're here. And so hopefully, things work out well for you. We can enrich your life. We can encourage you and, have a little bit of fun while we're at it
too. Yeah, looking forward to all of that encouragement. Right up my alley. I know it is yours. And having some fun, that shouldn't be a problem. We like doing that. Hey, guess what?
What?
It's Mother's Day.
Yes!
That's
Mother's
right.
Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. And we honor all of our mothers. The mm-hmm. huge shout out. I can honestly say we would not be here.
That is true.
If it was not for our mothers. I'll tell you what. My mother is 88 years of age now, Jeff.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? And she is the reason I'm here as a follower of Christ. And I love you, Mom, and so glad for everything you've done for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, my mom is not quite that old, my mom has been an absolutely phenomenal influence on my life. She's one of those ladies who will give everything of herself to you. And doesn't matter what's going on around you, you feel like a priority to her, even when the world's in chaos. I think a few years ago, my mom was dealing with cancer, and she still put family first.
Yeah.
And absolutely wonderful woman of God. I believe she has helped carry our family through some of our toughest moments, and she does it with a smile on her face. And so, Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you for the gift that you are as a mother and as a Christ follower. A true blessing. And to all the mothers, happy Mother's
happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Jeff, didn't you lend your support to your mother by running or jogging or something like that? I believe you tried to stay with your mom. How did that go?
Okay,
Jeff?
So right after my mom beat cancer, she took part in a 5K run, and she was doing it to get healthy, and she's like, I'm going to do this marathon. It was Run for the Cure, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not a runner. I don't have a runner's body. I run, the earth shakes. But I'm going to join you.
Is that what that was?
And I am not ashamed to admit, we were about a kilometer in. I'm wheezing and I'm huffing and puffing and I'm watching her go. And it was great. She finished the marathon. Yeah. I walked my way in about 45 minutes later. But it was a great moment to be able to run with my mom and just support her in the run for the
kids. What a strong woman she is. A shout out to you,
Sandy.
And fast. I just, that's nowhere in any of the notes or previous discussion. Just didn't want that to
thank come you. And go. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So
you're welcome. You. I knew it. I thought I was feeling something. Now I understand. I remember that day, Jeff.
Okay, so we've mentioned this is season four.
Yes.
It's a brand new season for the show. I think we've got a great season in store. I realize I'm biased. You're probably biased to it too. But, we are new hosts. Carrie and Jen have passed on the torch. And so I want to take an opportunity to familiarize ourselves with you and tell you a little bit about ourselves. And so, for one, I guess the question is, how do we end up here? You know, Carrie and Jen have moved on.
Yeah.
How do we end up here? And so, for myself, the network who produces the show, I've been doing other shows with them for a while, several years now. And it kind of fit to say, hey, you know what, I'm happy to pick up this opportunity and fill in that gap going into the next season.
Yeah.
And then I contacted you.
Yeah.
And you came along and...
Well, it's a great opportunity. You know, I have no problem hanging out with Jeff. He's a good man. So to spend time with him was great. And then to think, what? We've got an opportunity to do what? Well, this is just fantastic. And to what? Bring encouragement mm-hmm. to, you know, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, to be encouraged by our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so looking forward to getting to know many of you. I mean, mm-hmm. This is just great every way I look at it, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's good.
So
I'm excited.
Thrilled to be here. Just to say yes to people's vision. It's true. These gals did a great job for 3 years, three mm-hmm. seasons.
That's right.
And did a fantastic job. So I feel honored to be sitting here, mm-hmm. to be carrying this on. It's a great vision. And I'm looking forward to it. We've had some good ideas floating around.
We have. So the last couple of weeks, we've been sitting down. We've been talking from topics that are near and dear to our hearts to... people that we know that we want to be able to interview.
Yeah.
Like, the sky is the limit, and I think we've probably got about the next 10 years worth of content that we could probably rely upon.
And
it's
that's
so
true.
Good.
The more every time I talk to you, like, there's another year.
Yes.
It's like, my goodness. I was asking him today, I said, do you ever sleep? Jeff, do you ever sleep?
Just when I drive to work. That's about it.
Just on the drive to work. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. That also explains a lot. I get it. I know.
That's right. Okay, so we are talking season 4. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. And I think, you know, thinking about Carrie and Jen, they finished off season 3 about finishing strong. And in meeting with that theme, because we are to a fresh start, I think let's talk about getting a fresh start, spiritually speaking.
I think that's a great idea.
Glad, because we're doing it.
Yeah. It does. It makes perfect sense. We've all been at a place, haven't we, where we needed a brand new start. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, maybe we're in a funk. Something's not, you know, working the way it used to. And who knows the reason? There's a number of reasons, but the truth is something's just not cooking with gas, right?
That's right.
It's not firing on all cylinders, you might
That's
say.
That's right. And there's also the flip side. There's also the possibility of a spiritual plateau.
Mm.
So, you know, you've gone to that next level, and then everything just kind of feels like it stayed the same for quite some time, and you're going, I need something fresh and new. Like, I want to be challenged. And what does that mean? And so that's the kind of stuff that we're going to look at. Lots of great avenues you can come at it. I mean, the sky's the limit. We could spend hours and hours talking about reinventing that relationship you have with Christ in your spiritual walk. But, you know, we'll try and contain it to just a few minutes. So now you were saying today when we were talking about this topic that there was something about Oprah. So
yeah.
Fill me in on that one, because I didn't quite get it when we were prepping for the show. I'm like, how does Oprah fit into this?
Well, okay, that's interesting. I remember, I confess, I used to watch Oprah.
Okay, all right.
All right. We'd record it, and it was great. I love just being able to sit down at a time when I'm ready to watch a
right.
show. But at the beginning, at the intro to the show, I would often see this. It was, in fact, it seemed like every show. Maybe it wasn't, but the all-new... all new episode. And I thought, man, this is incredible. Oprah's been doing this for how many years, but it's all new, brand new. And you know, there was truth to it, because no show was ever exactly the same as the one previous.
Right.
But there was this invitation to, hey, guess what? This isn't the same old. It's
right.
brand new. You know where else I saw it?
Where?
Toothpaste.
Okay.
I mean, you can be in the supermarket, your grocery shopping. What's going on? You have a look, and it's your all new whitening and all new more power. I'm like, okay, come on. We've been brushing our teeth for years. Now maybe they did come up with a new product, but everybody wants something new.
Yes.
Of course, and it's good. And we all need something new. We're energized by something new.
Yes.
It sure beats, hey, what do you want to do tonight? I got an idea. Let's just do what we've been doing every other night. I don't think so. Right?
No, it doesn't work for me. Definitely not.
We want something all new.
Yes.
And we have the opportunity, thank God, to start brand new every day in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He tells us in his word, Jeff, that his mercies are, here it is, new every single morning.
Yes.
Now that's a good day.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, a brand new start with our God every day. Well, this could be your day for a brand new start. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely why we're here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't look at it any other way when it comes to the spiritual life and having a relationship with God. It is about, making that effort every day and, you know, dying to self. If you know what that means, it's putting aside the way that you want to live and living the way that God has asked you to live. And it's not an easy process because we're always in conflict.
Mm.
And there's always that, you know, the little devil on the shoulder, so to speak, going, hey, but what about? And you got to put that aside every day. And so there's scripture in Isaiah 43:19 I love. It's, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. You do not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That scripture is full of hope. Prophecy about Jesus, I believe, coming is where it's founded in.
I'll tell you what. I want to just say, you don't perceive it. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely.
See, this is it. There's someone watching, and you're wondering, oh my goodness, is this ever going to end? I got some great news. Yeah, the funk, that desert wasteland, the barrenness. Yeah, on the authority of God's word, he said, you don't even perceive it. You don't even know. But God is already at work to bring newness to everyone who would call on his name, who would just wait on him, reach out for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love, there's a song, I think it was Hillsong that wrote it, I don't know, or someone from Hillsong, but it's, we sing it, and the phrase says, ever creating one. It's a present tense where God is always at work, still creating. Well, this is the God we're talking about who says, Lawrence, you don't even perceive what I'm doing yet, but I'm doing something brand new. And that's available to me. It's available to you. It's available to every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He's an innovative God doing something brand new. This just in. Like Oprah, eat your heart out. What else is God creating today? I love it.
And that's so full of hope.
Yes.
And in today's world, you need that hope some days just to be able to get through. And so if you're up against that wall, if you're in a tough situation, you're going, God, I've been living the Christian life forever, but I just can't seem to break through. He's got that hope. You just need to come to him. And you gave a great analogy a couple of weeks ago when we were chatting about meals.
Yeah.
And when it comes to your relationship with God, one of the key components for having a fresh, brand new start is daily communing with God. It's having that daily devotions.
Yeah.
And the way you phrased it, opened it up for me. Hey, aren't you glad your mom didn't serve you just one meal?
Very fitting on this Mother's Day weekend.
Exactly, yes. And that was absolutely profound for me because I'm going, you're right. My parents didn't feed me just one meal.
No.
I didn't get just one meal for my life. I had to come daily to the table to eat. And that is exactly the relationship we have to have with God as well. If you want to be able to grow, if you want to see new life in all that you are, in all that is part of your being, It's daily feeding on God's Word. It's connecting daily in the Bible. And if you're missing that component to your life, let me encourage you. You want to do it. And I am a product of both sides of the coin, where there's times where I have been, you know, steadfast into the Word on a daily basis. And then there's other times where I go, I'm so tired. Yeah. And you get out of the routine. And boy, do you see a difference?
Yeah.
Like, the test, my wife and I's testimony is absolutely mind-blowing to me, what we have gone through in the 10 years that we were married, because I didn't step up and daily connect with God, and the impact that it had on my relationship.
Yeah.
But then when I had that moment where I'm going, I need to go back to the basics, it changed everything.
Well, you know, this is something I've got here as a perspective, knowing you, privileged to be close to you and Jen both, as you walk through that period of time in your life. And so, to look at who you are now, and of course, none of us would say, hey, look at me, you know, I'm the poster child for, you know, what it means to anything, right?
Right.
That's not it at all. But on the other hand, We would be dishonest if we didn't say that God has really made a difference.
Oh, yes.
And for me to be able to see the difference that he's made in you, in your wife, in your marriage, then obviously that affects your family. Like, this is the real deal here. What? Going to that table, right?
Yeah.
What table? Can we talk? Like, it's an analogy, right? You know, my mom never once did she say, that's it. Okay, you've had one meal, now get out of here. It was the total opposite. My mom was like, you mean you're finished it already? Here, have more. Mom, I'm not even hungry. She didn't listen. You're having more. This was it. She loved watching me. I was the youngest of three boys and a dad. So there's four men at the table, Jeff.
Right.
We're there. And we are scarfing it back. And my mom is thinking, the more they eat, the better I feel.
Right.
You know what? I think that's how God feels.
I completely
agree. When we go to his table, right? And we feast on his word. And you know what it's like, because this is who we are now, right?
Yes.
It's not, do you have to read it? No. Do I? No, I can't wait to hear, to see, to read, to listen to what God got for me this day at the table. And he's inviting me back for more.
Yep.
He's inviting you back for more. Do you have to? No. If you had to, we'd all be doing it. We get to. And boy, once you taste of it, it's like, man, I'm so full, but I can't wait for tomorrow because I'm going to be starving, and I get to do it all over again.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, eh?
Now, we're going to take a quick break.
Awesome.
But when we come back,
we're going to go eat there. That's made you hungry.
That's right. I want to give a quick parallel to reinventing yourself and making a conscious decision on what it takes to go to that next level with a real-life example from a pro sports player. We'll be right back.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
We're back, and so glad to have you with us here on New Every Day. Jeff, you were about to tell us a great illustration, I think, about a sports hero to many people.
Absolutely. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to go into the moral shortcomings that have plagued Tiger over the last couple of years. I want to talk about his swing. That's the specific thing. If you know anything about Tiger Woods, you need to know that man has reinvented his swing three different times. And not because of injury, not because he was floundering. He was on the rise. He was number two when he got into professional golf. And that's when he decided to reinvent his swing the first time, back in 1997. It took him 2 years. When he came back, he went on to be placed number one in the league. His scoring percentage went through the roof into the high 30s from the mid-20s. And even that still wasn't good enough. He wanted to reinvent the swing again. Now, one of the things about this, when it comes to golf, many people in the past have tried to reinvent their swing, have floundered, and never bounced back. It was their demise.
Hey, don't make this about me. Yeah. Come on.
Fair enough.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, we were doing so good.
But for Tiger, it was a conscious decision, and he said, I'm great, but I'm not the best. I want to be the best. And when he reached the plateau of being the best, he wanted to stay the best. And so he took time to unlearn his swing, to relearn a new way, to take his game that much further. And if you draw that parallel on your spiritual life, it's 100% relevant. I talked at the beginning about the plateau. If you've reached that plateau, or you're saying, you know what, something's just not working, I can get better, I'm telling you, until the day you die, there's always room for improvement in your spiritual life. And that's not saying you're not cutting it right now. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there is so much more that God has in store. If you press in, you make that conscious decision to reinvent your spiritual swing, to take your game to the next level.
Yeah, this is the real deal here.
It is. And he's a great example for that.
Yeah. What an amazing truth here from his life. And so what is, I'm hearing you say, he made a decision.
Yes.
Not once, but maybe repeatedly.
Three times, and they're now saying this year, he might have done it a fourth time.
Yeah, and look at how people are excited. The world is watching Tiger Woods. You know why? Because they believe he can make this change again, and I'm one of them.
Yes.
And I'm excited, and I hope he does.
I hope so,
right?
Too.
I hope he does. Jeff, it's amazing. This is what opportunity is available to you and me and to each one of us. What? Why don't we be like Tiger Woods and decide, you know what? I want to be better. Or I want my life to be better. I don't want to stay the same, but I'm going to decide. Would you make that decision today and say, I'm going to decide? And here's why. You know how I just said I'm hopeful? Like, I believe this. If Tiger decides he's gonna give it we talked about the college try. This guy's gonna make a go of it. And if anybody's gonna make the change, he is, right?
That's right.
Well, how much more we, the people of God, with God on our side? Mm-hmm. How about the couple of scripture verses, Jeff?
Yeah.
We had talked about these. And here it is. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19 says this, behold, this is God speaking, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Well, there it is again. Worth
so
repeating.
Much hope. Absolutely.
Worth repeating. How about one more? Philippians chapter 3:13-14. You like this one.
I love this one.
Brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I love it.
That right there is a hole in one. Sorry, I had to go. I had
well
to go
done,
there.
Ron McLean.
I had to go there.
That's great.
All right, so we got to wrap it up for today, but we're not done. We're going to be back next week continuing this conversation about getting a fresh start and kind of hitting that reset button. So you don't want to miss it. Please make sure you come back next week. We're going to talk about some areas that you can make some impact in your life, make some change, and it's all about that conscious decision. I would encourage you, pray about it this week. Ask God, where can I grow further?
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to getting to meet you.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. God bless.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KVVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.